in Poisik, who Poisik Pasach Chaimish. That's the Ezra. What the Chosin, Rashi, Ukusha Chosin Poisik, Rashi, Vim Shomu Hain, Chila, Vichnis Loi, Ben Shem Koto, and Ben Shem Godel. Is Ukaisa Bishtar Pochas Chaimish, Marforish Lo Lomali Kolani. And this is what we just learned, that when the Chosin writes down the Nixuba, he takes off a fifth from what it was said to be worth, like we just learned. If it was said to be worth a 500, he writes down the Nixuba, he received 400 from her. For the Matana Rabbanan, the Matana writes like this, Ein Sarach Loima Risha and Talmud Chacham, in the first case again, where the Shver, the father-in-law, wrote to his son-in-law, I'm going to give you $10,000. And then the son-in-law died. He died before the Nisuyim, before he gave over the money to him. And now there was a mitzvah Yibum, so the Chosin's brother, the brother-in-law, the brother married her now. So the Mishnah says, the father-in-law has the right to say to the second brother, I don't want to give the money. So Mora said like this, ain't so you don't have to tell me. In the case, Rishon Tamachochem Hesheni Yamoritz, that's Pshita. The first one was a Choshever one. So we understand the father-in-law very good. He only meant to give the money to a chashuv a Talmud Chacham, but not to the other brother that's an Amoritz. But the Chiddush is, Ela Afilu Rishon Amoritz. Even where the first brother, the one he said he's giving $1,000, was an Amoritz. The Sheni Talmud Chacham. And the second brother now is a bigger Talmud, is a Talmud Chacham. So I would have thought now for sure the father-in-law has to give him the same amount of money. Still the Mishnah says no. That Yacholayma, the father-in-law could say, Liyachicha Yisiraitzi Yishnel, to your brother, even though he was not Moritz I liked. Him I wanted to give all the money. But Reitzalitain, L'cho Yashalitain, but to you, even though you're Talmud Chacham, I don't like you. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The father has a right to say that. That he only meant to give the money to the other brother and not to you. Again, so the Mishnah repeats it two times, that when she brings in the value of $1,000, 1,000 dinarin, the husband writes in the ksuba, you only receive 800 dinarin, because Bezdin always values her stuff an extra fifth, so when he writes it in the ksuba, he takes off a fifth. But the Gemara, Hainu Reisha, the Seif and the Reisha is saying the exact same thing, why have two cases for in the Mishnah? Gemara says no. Tana shuna rabba oktani shuma zuta. We want to say in a big case, a big sum of money, and in a small sum of money. And tana shuma didei oktani shuma dida. There's no difference whether Bezdin values it for her or whether Bezdin values it for him. In both cases, the same halacha. Shrashi shuma dida means heichad oktani hina senis. Shukasav aksuba kaidim shibo ashum. Viyashim viyasai. Ukraivim shom in oisan ye. Vachosin poisik tanatan. Trezim no chodashum rabbo chodashum zutta. Min malahu evaluated the money. Whether it was done by her before they wrote the ksuba. Or whether evaluating it now for him. That's why the Mishnah said the case, two cases. But it has the exact same halacha. That when they evaluate the stuff, usually they do it to add on a fifth. To make it look nice that the kala is bringing a lot of money into a chosin, but really it's a fifth less. So when the husband writes down in the ksuba how much he received from his, wife, he writes down one fifth less. Let me show it like this. Posko lahachnis loik sofim selo. Yeah. Posko lahachnis loik sofim. Rashi Shemuchonim Lisker Miyad. She brings in money. Poskalachnas like Sofim when she brings in money. Sela is Nasa Shisha Dinrin. The husband has to write down in the Ksuba that he received 6 Dinrin. Now a Sela is only worth 4 Dinrin. This is the Mishnah we had before. That if she brings in Kish, he has to write down in the Ksuba he received a third more than that. So if she brings in a seller, which is only 4 dinarin, he has to write down the half of 4 is 2. So he has to add on 2 to the 4, 6. That's called the third malabar. You have to write down that you receive 6 dinarin from your wife. Because when you get cash from her, you could do business with it, and you'll gain another half on it. So it's considered like she gave you 6 dinarin. That was the Mishnah before. Ha'chosin kabal olav asora dinarin lakupa lachom mono mono. Every mona of money that she brings into you, you have to set aside 10 dinrin for kupa. Special money. We'll soon see what it's for, because she should buy a perfume with it. But for every mona that she brings in, you have to set aside 10 dinrin. For every 100, you have to set aside 10. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lo imer hakol k'minig amadini. Can't say exactly how much you set aside. Depends what the minig is, how much perfume, how much makeup you give your wife. We'll soon see. Said Gemara, Hainu poise k'negdom chamisha soramono. The Chura same kasha, the Mishnah before says, if she brings in 10 mono, so you have to write down that you receive 15. And now the Mishnah says the same thing over again. That if she gives you a seller, you have to write down, shisha dinrin, it's a third more. So what do we have two Mishnahs in for? A big sum and a small sum. It's the same svara. That some cash that she brings in for a present, the husband has to write down one third more in the ksuba. Because he'll do business with that money and he'll gain on the deal. So it's like this. Tana iska rabba. The Mishnah before wanted to say, when she brings in a large sum of money, you could do a big deal with it. A bigger business deal. For Tani Iska Zut, and now Mishnah says the same halach applies, even if she brings in a small amount of money. Hutzrich, I need both Mishnayasin. D Tani Iska Rabbon, it was the Mishnah before when she brings you in $1,000. To Nafesh Ravcha. There you're going to make a lot of money. So maybe there the Rabbon said you have to write in the Ksub as if you received a third more from her. She gives you $1,000, you have to write $1,500 in it. But Iska Zut, if she only gives you $1 maybe, to Zut Ravcha, you're not going to make that much money with it. Eimalai. Maybe you don't have to write down that you owe $1.50. When she brings in a small amount of money, you can't make that much profit. Maybe you don't have to add the third. Tzrich, I need the Chiddush. V'yashmin iska zut, so just say this last Mishnah. If I would only hear if she brings in a seller, 4 dinrin, that you have to write that you receive 6 dinrin, I would have thought like this. The zut is a yuna, like the achrayis, and it's not such a hard thing to take care of it. Rashi Yitziyah v'achrayis. There's not that much responsibility about a small business deal. And it's not big iska. It's not too much work to do. So there may be, like you can make a fast buck. So there you have to add on an extra third. Aval iska rabba, when she gives you a lot of money, to nuff is you, it's a big deal to take care of it. It's a big responsibility to take care of the money. Maybe a malay, maybe then you don't have to add to her an extra third. Tzricha. That's why I need both Mishnahs and before and here, even a big deal, even a small deal is the same halacha. When she brings in cash, when she gives you a present, when you first get married, you have to write it in the ksuba that she gave to you one third more. Then the Mishnah says, Achosin mekabalola basara dinu lakupa. For every mana that she brings in, you have to give her back a dinner, 10 dinrin lakupa. For a kupa, a basket. But tomorrow, my kupa, what kind of basket do you have to give her? Omer Rav Ashi, kupa shel b'samim. Means you have to give her back money to buy a basket of perfume. She has to have her money to buy perfume. The Omer Rav Ashi, l'nemru dvor malolu elav Yerushalayim. This is only said in Yerushalayim. So Rashi, in Hegeth, let's kashit b'samim. Because there was a shchiyah that the ladies used to walk around with a lot of perfume, a lot of b'samim. So therefore there the ladies needed it. So therefore there you have to set aside a kupa for b'samim. Boy Rav Ashi, when you say for every mona she brings in, you have to write, put aside 10 dinrin, what kind of mona does it mean? Hanisha means for the value that Bezdin said she's bringing in, which is a fifth more than it's really worth, or the mona hamaskabel, or else you go bust of the money, actual mona that the husband is really receiving, which is a fifth less. So when you have to give 10% off from the valuation that Bezdin says, or from the real valuation that the husband writes in the ksuba. And in Tibslam, if you want to tell me, monham is kab, go the kula, and you only have to give a 10% of what really you received, that's all. The shalor is though, yom rishon, you have to give it to her only the first day you got married, or kol yom v'yom, maybe every single day in the first week, maybe you have to give it to her. And in Tibslam, kol yom v'yom, if you want to tell me every single day, Shabbos rishona, or kol Shabbos for Shabbos, maybe only the first week you have to give us 7 times, the first week. But after that, not. Or maybe no, maybe every single week, for week after week, you have to keep on giving her these 10 dinrin to buy a perfume. An intim slime, if you want to tell me, kol Shabbos for Shabbos, every single week. Chodesh Rishon, maybe the first 4 weeks, the first 4 months, that first month, that's all. Or kol Chodesh for Chodesh, and if not, maybe every single month of the year, you have to go through a whole month and keep on giving it to her.
All right, turn over.
If you want to tell me, kol chodesh v'chodesh, you have to give her every single month, every day, every week, every month. Shana Rishon is it only 365 times, only the first year. Or kol shana v'shana, the rest of your life, every single day, you have to give a 10 dinar to buy your perfume. Teiku, and this thing we're obliged by teiku. Exactly how many times you have to give your wife these 10 dinar. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Maisa Bebita Shanagdima Mangurin. What's happened? The story with the rich, near Nagdima Mangurin. We have this Gemara in Gittin. He's one of the three big Ashirim of Yerushalayim, a very rich person. So by his daughter, when she got married, she apostolo Chachomim, the Mashmir, she brought in so much money to her son and to her husband that this Esther, this one tenth that she have to set aside for the perfume for her, and how much was worth. For that one day, she got 400 gold coins for her psalmim. That's how big the nedunya, the present she brought into her husband. That the husband instead had to give one tenth back to her for that one day. It was worth 400 golden coins. So they said back, Kach tifsiku libnoisechem. This is the way all Jewish girls should really get. The Yonu Achrei Momen and the Yetzer Omen and Echnam, you're right. All Jewish girls should get like this. Halavai. Tana Rabbanim, learn like this. Naisab Rabbi Yechon and Metzaki. Once happened in the case of Rabbi Yechon and Metzaki, Shayroichav al Achamor. He was riding on his donkey. For Yoytzem Yushlaim, he was going out of Yushlaim. For Yotamidov Mahalchem Achrav, his Talmidim was walking after him. One lady saw Rabbi Yechon Metzakai, Shohoi Samalakete Soirim Mibain Gololoi Behemtim Shel Arvayim. Tach, what was this lady doing? She was collecting the barley by the junk of the animals, Golol Mibain Gololoi Behemton, which animals? Arabs. She was mamish the lowest of the lowest. She was by the Arabs' animals. And by the junk, the manure that comes out of the animals, she was collecting the barley there. Kivin Shirosa, when this lady saw Yechon and Zakai, Kivin Shirosa, he saw Nisat for Bisara. She right away wrapped her hair. The Omdalafonim, she stood up in front of Yechon and Zakai. Omrullah, she said to him, Rebbe Panasani, please give me Panasa. Please take care of me. Omrullah, so he said back to her, Biti, my daughter. Miat, who are you? Omrullah, she said back, Bas Nakdimim Ben Gurion ani. I am the daughter of Nakdimim Ben Gurion. That's what happened to her. You know, before she was so rich, Mashma now she lost all her money. Omrullah, so she said to him, Biti, Momen Shabesa Vichechen Hola Holach. What happened to all the money your father had? Your father was a rich man in Yerushalayim. What happened to all the money? Omrullah, Rebbe, Loikedin Masla Misli. Don't people talk like this in Yerushalayim? That Melech Momen Chosar. Hishno melech means what protects like salt, what protects your money? Chosar. If you lose money, what does that mean? Rashi says, if you give tzedakah, to give away from your money, that's going to protect your money, you'll keep it. In other words, vice versa, father, like we'll soon see, did not give enough tzedakah. Therefore, he lost all his money. Rashi melech mamet chosar. Haroitzel limlech mamaynay. Kleima. Ligroim loy shiiskayim. If you want to keep your money, yechasrenu l'tzedakah. Make sure to take off a lot of money to give it to tzedakah. Tom it always. Vechasrenoy zel kiyumay. People make a mistake. People think they give away tzedakah, they're losing money. Just the opposite. When the more money, the more tzedakah you give, the more you're going to protect your money. You'll keep your money. Vyamrilon some say chesed. Same thing. Trashiyasim imenu chesed. Do chesed with your money. If you do chesed, kindness, with your money, that's going to keep your money. So Rashi says, V'shobes abo lo yosu tzedaka kuro. V'kolam amaynam. Therefore, my father did not give tzedaka the way he was supposed to. And therefore, all his money got destroyed. Therefore, what I'm doing now is collecting my few pennies that I could get, mamish by the worst of the worst, collecting the sarim by the junk of the Arabs. So, Vaiter, Yechon Zaka Yester, Vishobes Chamiach, Heichen Ho, Vaiter, the Shver was also a rich person. What happened to the money your Shver gave you? Omruloi, she said, Bozeb Yibrezeh. Vaiter, they put the money together, and all the money got lost. Whatever business deal they put it into, kids are all the money got lost. And what she has to do now to collect money is to go around by the Arabs and collect the junk, to collect the barley.
Omro loy, she said, Rebbe, Zechorato, she said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, do you remember? Kishechasamta ksubose, when you signed my ksuba, Omro leel matamidus, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his tamidim, Zochorani, I remember, Kishechasamta yaksubose, when I signed the ksuba, Shelzu, for hoysa kareba was written in the ksuba, Elef, Alpayim, Dinrei, Zomi, Beisavia, that the father gave him amish thousands and thousands of golden coins. Chutz mishalchemiya, and excluding for what the shver, that's what her father gave, and the shver also gave them, amish millionaires. And still it was all lost. Is boch Rabbi Yechonah Metzakeh, Rabbi Yechonah Metzakeh cried. The Yomani said like this, Ashreichem Yisrael, that bizman shayisum isoyne shemokim en kolumu beloshen shalatas bem. When Klai Yisrael does mitzvahs, do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches them, and nobody could rule over us. When we don't do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, like here, but the female Ben Gurion did not do tzedakah the way he was supposed to, is Moiskin Biyadu Meshvola. We're given over to a low nation. For Loi Biyadu Meshvola, not only to the Arabs, a low nation, El Biyad Behemtam Shalu Meshvola. Mamash Lakir, the Bitash and Nafim Ben Gurion had to go collect money by the animals of the Arabs to get, collect the barley by the junkie. Now, for the Gemara Kasher, when Akdimim Ben Gurion Leyovitz Doki, is it true that he did not do tzedakah? For Tanya, we learned like this: Omru Olav Al Akdimim Ben Gurion. It was said about him that Kishay Yotzim Ibeis LeBeis Medrash. When he used to leave his house to go to shul, to go to that learn Beis Medrash, Kli Milas Hoyu, he used to take silk clothing and Matzi.